This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
The big dumb dip won again?
Oh, yeah, he did. It's a Friday victory WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, the Eagles win their sixth straight. Ike, buddy, how we feeling?
Victory!
Eagles fly on the road to victory. Fight, Eagles, fight. Score a touchdown, 1, 2, 3. Hit 'em low, hit 'em high. And watch our Eagles fly. Fly, Eagles, fly. On the road to victory. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Come on,
oh,
man.
Boy. Oh, but 8-2? Are we being serious right now? 8-2, six straight wins, haven't lost since before the bye. Nick Sirianni is the toast of the town. Well, maybe not yet, but Ike, what'd you see last night?
Well, I saw a lot last night. Boy, I tell you, this team is something else.
Yes.
Every week.
Always something to talk about.
Every week.
Always something to talk about.
Let me just say, we'll start from the end versus the beginning of the game. Let's start with the end of this game.
Sure.
Listen, what I saw last night is the MVP of the league. That's what I saw last night.
Jalen?
No, that's not what I saw last night. Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
Saquon Barkley. I mean, and I'll get into it throughout the rest of the day why I think he is, and he probably won't win it, but it doesn't mean I'm not going to start lobbying for it, and people should start lobbying that he should be. And he's definitely is in the conversation, but getting serious consideration for MVP. When you think about where this team collapsed and finished last year, all the stuff that was surrounding this team coming into the season, he's pretty much the biggest difference on that side of the football. And we already know the identity of the team starts with number 26 in this offensive line. What a magnificent performance from the offensive line last night to wear down that Washington team. Wasn't an easy win. Wasn't an easy win. Did not look good offensively for the Eagles. Quarterback play was subpar at best, but he picked it up. I'll give him credit for that. He picked it up as the game went on. He made some plays in that second half, and my goodness, 2 weeks in a row. 2 weeks in a row. I started with Saquon because, quite frankly, he sealed the deal for us last night. But we're not in that game last night if not for the defense.
It was unbelievable.
If not for the defense, and I'll say it happened last week too. So that's for me, that's 2 weeks in a row. The defense really led the charge to win the game, and it gave the offense time to get their bearings together and then finally get rolling. And Saquon got rolling offensively. This defense, real quick. I heard last night, you know, a lot of people doing some comparison defenses, this and that. They go all the way back to the 90s. Listen.
We don't have to do that yet.
Yeah. Well, here's my thing.
Yeah.
I played with a bunch of guys in the early 2000s. That was a pretty damn good defense.
Pretty good.
Pretty damn good defense.
Pretty
Hall
good.
Of, Hall of Famer on the defense. Guys with multiple Pro Bowls on every level. D-line, linebackers, and secondary. Multiple Pro Bowlers in the secondary. The defense is young, and it's promising. We still got a ways to go before we start getting in those types of categories and doing it over a sustained period of time. But it was a beautiful thing last night to watch him play, man. And Zach Bond, I mean, I'm talking about Saquon as MVP. Zach Bond, I'm not going to say defensive player of the year, but man.
I don't think he could do anything more than he does.
Like, I mean.
Breaking up passes, big hits, yada, all that
big
stuff.
Big plays, man. He is all over the field. So he certainly is in that all-pro consideration. It's just one of those wins, Spike, where I got to say to myself, you know, you get a feeling about a team, and you're saying this is a championship performance. But what that looks like can come in various ways, right? It could be you blew a team out by 30 or 40, so you're looking at a dominant performance offensively. I don't know, you shut out three or four straight teams, so it's a defensive dominant performance. I look at this team and I say it has a championship look to them because there's a fight to them right now and a belief to them that they should win every game. And it may not start pretty, but they don't, it never spirals out of control. It never, in other words, what happened in Tampa, to me, primarily happened because we were missing a lot of players and we didn't come into the game with the right frame of mind. But that's an ugly loss in Tampa. That's an ugly loss. Other than that, this team has pretty much showed up every week, man, and has at least given you the effort that you look for. And it's a fun team to watch. My goodness. And I can't say it enough. Saquon Barkley, offensive line, defense, game balls, man. I can't wait till Jack give out his game balls.
That's
well,
right.
Well, I mean, the
offense won't be getting a game ball, though.
Well, the offensive line is.
You're probably right.
Yeah. Well, the offensive line is pushing people around in a way
man.
That just, and as great as Saquon is great, but when you look at what they are doing to the offensive line is doing to the other team.
That's what kept us in that game last night.
Yep, and having Jordan back is just, and Fred Johnson did a good job, but having Jordan back it's just like a different animal, that offensive line.
Yeah.
And just another quick thing on the defense is we're looking at the defense evolve and get better and better, and we're thinking a lot about from the bye week till now, but I don't think it should be ignored that we don't win the Saints game if it wasn't for the defense.
That's really where it first started, was in that game.
Honestly, you know when I want to think that it first started, and we don't think about the defense in this game, but the very first game of the year, the very first quarter.
We turned the ball over.
We turned the ball over twice,
yep.
I believe.
Now you're right.
And the defense stood up the Green Bay Packers before they even were what they are today.
If that game goes 14-0, we probably lose that game.
Yep.
Instead it was 6.
And the other thing I want to say, just to get it out, because it's been two straight weeks where, and this is exactly what you say, that you want to, you don't want to hear anything about Nick Sirianni the day after a win.
Yeah.
And there hasn't been.
Right.
But I'm gonna say something positive about him.
I want to hear that now. I want to hear that.
This resolve that you
I want to hear that.
This resolve that you talk about and this don't quit that you talk about and this getting better every week that you talk about.
Yeah.
Look, every player on the team deserves credit for doing those things. 100%. They have to do it. The coordinators, Vic Fangio, Kellen Moore, deserve credit for figuring out what to do with the personnel they have, keeping those guys' eyes on the prize. Absolutely. But the team's attitude, culture, and we heard this from Mike Lombardi yesterday. I said, what's the most important thing for a head coach? Is it X's and O's or is it culture? And he said, 90% of it is culture. And clearly, this team, whatever was wrong last year, has been fixed. And I once again, I give credit to Sirianni for adjusting, for changing, for being humble enough to know what he was doing that was wrong and address it. And when a team comes to play every week, doesn't give up when things don't start the way that it should, that is a reflection of the head coach. And he doesn't talk the way we want him to talk all the time. And he will make some fourth down decision at some point. Now, we found out last night those decisions may have been I don't know if they're Jake Elliott related before this week. He will do that again at some point.
Sure.
But we should not forget the vibe of the team, the want-to of the team is a reflection of him, and he deserves credit for that.
Yep.
So it was a great win, and but I cannot let this part go because it is too important. Because the quarterback is the most important that I hear all the time, touches the ball every offensive play, calls this, calls that, calls that. I am not. I went through this thing with Ben Simmons where I saw something that in my gut I saw. I was like, well, he's not shooting. He's the point guard. And I had people telling me that I was crazy because this very basic thing that I knew, that I saw, that I felt in my gut, I was told that I was crazy. Tell me that the things that I'm seeing, I'm not seeing. Point guards have to shoot. There's a very basic thing that I saw that I felt. Quarterbacks have to be able to make quick decisions and throw the ball well. Like, Jalen had a string of a few games where it felt like it was going one direction. But the last few games, it's gone the other direction. And this is two straight games where the entire first half, you're thinking to yourself, now he may plays here and there, but you're thinking to yourself, like, what is this guy seeing? And there's open receivers that he's not hitting. There's open receivers that he that the open receivers he's not even throwing to. There's open receivers that he doesn't hit. There are moments where he is leaving an absolutely clean pocket to go run around and look for a play when he doesn't need to do it. There are times when he's holding the ball too long. And I will not be told. Well, I'm sure I will be told. But
by multiple people.
Yeah, but I will not believe this thing that I am seeing with my eyes that is very clear to me is not a thing that I'm seeing. And I want to be clear that his run for a first down was important. He did make big throws. Those things happened. But these other things also happened. And here's the clearest way I can think about it. And they can win with him there. Can they win? Sure. They could win with him there. They're winning now. He's not the worst quarterback in the league. Like other quarterbacks aren't infallible. All these things are true. But I look at every position on the Philadelphia Eagles, and quite honestly, quarterback is the one that I am least confident in. Running back, confident. Wide receivers, confident. Tight end, confident. Offensive line, confident. Defensive secondary, confident. Linebackers, confident. Maybe I'd say edge.
I don't say that D-line. Are you sure?
Yeah, yeah. Well, the edge of the D-line, you know, inside, fine.
Pretty good.
The
yep.
edge. But like, that's where it is. And that's what we're dealing with right here.
His position has the most impact.
Right. And you can see, and by the way, the defense is scheming around their deficiencies on edge, and we're doing the same thing on offense. But there will come a time, where this will hurt us. Now, it doesn't mean you dump them. It doesn't mean that you don't have a better situation than maybe 10 or 15 other teams in the league. And it doesn't mean that you can't win. But these things that I am seeing with my eyes that I know, they are there. And I am my worry is that it will be those things. Because this team is super. I don't care if it's rookies in the defensive secondary. They're ready. You know, the offensive line is ready. The wide receivers are ready. And when I say ready, I mean ready to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
The running back is ready. I don't like the quarterback doesn't look ready to me.
Here's the thing. Listen, there is truth in what you're saying. I'll just say this. They're able to overcome those things. Right? As long as he's not turning the ball over, you can fight your way back into the game. It's not perfect. It's not pretty. I mean, listen, he missed AJ on the sideline. I don't know how that happened. And is the one he threw to Devontae in the end zone. You could have just threw it to Dallas Goedert underneath. He probably walks into the end zone. Certainly, he'll truck somebody getting into the end zone with the momentum.
The one that Dotson dropped, I think it was AJ was open right next to him.
Yeah. So those plays are there, and you have to hope that those don't come in the moment where it's crunch time, right? I don't think anybody can ignore what we see. That's why the damn game was frustrating in the first half. Because we were leaving plays out there on the field.
Right. We were focused on Jake Elliott missing what he missed. Which is part of it for sure. But the other guys leaving points out there too.
Yes.
Right.
Yep.
So
yep, that's there. And you got to, man, I'm going to keep sort of a hopeful mindset. that it's not going to happen, that when we get to the postseason, when you get in these games, that's not going to be something that costs us a game. But I can't say that people shouldn't be concerned about it. I mean, sure. How can you not be at times?
And you can do both things at once, right? Like, you can be excited for the way the team is playing, excited for the rest of the season, happy about all of these things while understanding that this thing also exists. Yeah. And I'm not trying to make one thing bigger than the other, because I walked away from that game thrilled. I can't believe they've won six in a row. And you know, in a lot of ways, that was a tough game last night. Mm-hmm. But in a lot of ways, they dominated that game.
Yeah.
In a lot of different ways, they dominated that game. That was really encouraging. And even defensively, you know, I think it was the first time that we saw a team. You know, Washington is a strong offensive football team. Mm-hmm. So we didn't tackle everybody right away every time, but I thought it was a strong
They got players.
Yeah, they got players. Mm-hmm. All right, 215-592-9494. It is a big victory Friday show on the WIP Afternoon Show. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP.
Hey, man, I don't even know where to start. Like, I mean, winning the six games in a row and all that, that's cool. I mean, we did that the past 2 years. I mean, that's... You know, that's
Nothing. That's nothing. See, that's
boring.
What I'm saying is that ain't nothing. But it's like I'm not act like we won the championship last night. You know, like last night it was a frustrating game. Hey, let me point something out to y'all. This locker room is tight, and let me give you one example why. Right, your kicker is missing kicks. Right, I saw a team that everybody loved when his kicker was missing kicks. Team captain went and punched him in the face. Right. We saw that
right. Yes.
Team that everybody loves.
That's true.
Spike's dad was giving an interview in the locker room last night, and I heard one of the players say, Jake's still the best effing kicker in the league. We going to get it right. So that shows you that locker room, that coach, that everybody said, oh, we don't know. He got that locker room tight. That's what I love. This defense, man, this is the best Eagles defense I've seen since Ike and them. This defense is better than the 2022 team. This defense is better than the 2017. I don't care what nobody say. This defense is better than those teams. When we went to this season, we did not expect this. Everybody said this was going to be an offensive-led team. You know, everybody said that this is a defensive-led team and running the football, right? That's what's happening with this team right now. My man Spike, let me give you something real quick, buddy.
Yes, sir. Listen,
I'm not trying to change your mind. I'm not trying to do none of that. I'm just going to give you an opinion, because you say this is a four-hour show, right? You got to talk about everything. Well, me, I only got 1 minute. So I'm going to give you this real quick.
Well, 1 minute's a stretch. Come on, Corey. Yeah. Relax.
I'm going to give you this on the way out.
Okay.
This quarterback, when we went to the Super Bowl last time, down the stretch, he ain't look good. He didn't look good versus the Giants, right? He didn't look good versus the 49ers, and he didn't look good versus the Giants again. All I know is what I've seen over time is when we need winning plays to be made, when that game is on the line, he has done that. Am I telling you he Peyton Manning, he Tom Brady? No, I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is when the game is on the line and this quarterback has needed to make plays, he's done that. That's all.
And I agree with you. I agree with you, Corey. He does that thing. My thing is that if the easy things were there earlier in the game, he might not even have to do that. And
You're right. But that's why it's a team game.
Yep.
You know?
You're right.
And like y'all talked about yesterday, like he might have deficiencies. Like Ike was preaching. I'm not going to knock him for having talent on his team. We the Eagles, baby. We win together. So as long as my defense got me, as long as my wide receivers, my toes got me.
As long as the team's loaded, he's fine.
I'm not worried. I mean, you can throw jokes and ha 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 he he blah 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 all that joke. That's cool. I see my team. We winning football games. So y'all get this. Everybody jokes. Hey, it's another team on the schedule. Rams up next. One game at a time. That's all. You know.
Yes, sir.
All right,
Corey. Appreciate you, buddy. 215-592-9494. Going to be a big victory. I like doing a Victory Friday show.
Yeah, victories in 1 week.
Yeah.
Two victories in 1 week.
How are you feeling, Fritz? So Fritz came in wearing his Eagles gear, which feels good.
Per usual. My boys.
Good little crew neck you got on there.
We got a Philadelphia football team.
We do.
Defense and run the ball.
Yes.
I mean, isn't that what everyone wants?
It is.
It's a defense and
run the ball.
Yeah. It's a Philadelphia football team, like Smash Mouth football.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's what's working right now.
Yeah.
That's what you need.
Listen, last night, I know this might surprise you, mm-hmm. but last night, Jalen Hurts made me a believer.
Oh,
a believer in what?
a higher power. It's the only thing that makes sense with him. It's the only thing that makes sense.
You're saying there's a higher power that is blessing him?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're saying he was fortunate last night?
The big man upstairs is
first of all, see, here's where you're wrong at. Because you're making it about Jalen. I didn't see Jalen. Now listen, he missed some throws. I didn't see him put the ball in harm's way last night.
He did not. I don't think there were any turnover worthy plays.
He didn't play reckless.
Nope.
And to be honest, Jake Elliott missed field goals that he should make. If I'm being honest, that game could have been a lot different with points on the board already. That the game really became tighter because we missed field goals.
Well, see, I keep telling you, Ike, you can't leave points on the field.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why you got to make them. By the way, good job by Nick last night. Was there a situation last night that he could have gone for
yes.
and didn't?
So end
or a
of,
couple of them. Yeah, so
there was.
Yeah, I know.
Was it end of the first half?
End of the first half.
Yeah, there was fourth and three.
Yeah,
they were on the 3 yard line. Yeah, yeah, something like that.
I was also surprised. Were you guys surprised late he didn't go for it?
No.
No, but the 2 point I meant. After the one touchdown, it could have made it that much further away, settled for the extra point.
Made it a 16-point lead rather than a 17.
Yeah, I think it would have made it a
10-point lead.
Something like that.
Okay.
Rather than a touchdown, could have still tied it.
I can't remember the numbers. I'm sorry, it was last night.
If they'd have missed it, it would have been an 8-point lead,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You, so why do
No, that? Hold on. I think...
No, Acho asked the same thing.
Really?
Yeah, he asked that on Twitter, like, why didn't they go for two last night to make it a 10-point
It felt like
game.
A classic Sirianni
Yeah, or
spot.
Was it to make it a...
Look at us.
Yeah, it would have made the score 20-10.
If he
instead
went for
he
two.
Made it, yeah, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, and instead he made it 19-10.
It couldn't have been 19-10. They ended up with, did they end up with 26? Was it 26-18?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
They made it 19. Yeah. They would have made it 20-10. Instead, 19-10 is still a two-score game.
You know what's funny? That last, I thought...
As opposed to if he doesn't get it, it's 18-10. Now it's a touchdown and a two-point conversion.
I thought the other interesting one was that last touchdown where they made it because he kicked the extra point, mm-hmm. but Jake Elliott had already missed an extra point and two field goals.
Yeah.
But then you think to yourself, if I go for two here because I'm worried about the kicker, I might lose him forever. And I think, you know, part of it is you go back to him because right now we'll get into Jake Elliott in a minute, but like they need to save Jake Elliott. That's a better option.
They're not cutting him. He's not going anywhere.
Right.
So yeah, you got to get his head in the right place. And to be honest, I was happy with that decision.
Yep.
Because again, you're still making it a two score, two touchdown, 2 point conversion game.
Yep.
Versus one touchdown, extra point, touchdown, 2 point conversion game.
Now, Ike, I heard you have not heard Nick Sirianni's post-game speech.
I have not heard it.
So we will play. It's another good one.
Yes. The big dumb dipshit.
So what do you think about Dan Quinn's decision last night?
Oh, to go for it?
Yeah.
So to me, it felt desperate, not aggressive.
Ah, is that what you came up with?
That's what I came up with. It felt desperate.
I just wanted to hear it.
Because they weren't moving the ball well.
Exactly.
And he was like, you know what? I don't know when we're going to be down here again. So we're gonna go for this here. So it felt like he was reaching rather than he was pushing. One of the reasons I like going in the situations that you don't mm-hmm. is that it feels aggressive to me as mm-hmm. opposed to desperate. Like
that's a thin line.
Yeah,
that's a very thin line.
And sometimes it comes down to whether you get it or not.
Yes,
that thin line is it comes down to whether you accomplish what you're
so
trying to accomplish.
So they're one of the better teams on fourth down.
Yeah.
And going for it. That's why he wanted to go ahead and do it. But the analytics said kick the field goal.
Oh, did they?
That's what was said on ESPN. That the analytics said in that situation,
kick the field goal.
Yeah,
he went with his gut.
He went with his gut.
Yeah.
But he didn't go with the feel from the game because here's the thing. It was 2nd-1. Then
right.
it was 3rd-1.
Right.
Then it was 4th-2. Like, you lost yardage. You didn't gain more yardage.
And it was Bond that made that big play, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was Bond that made that hit.
But Jalen disrupted the play from
right.
the beginning, right?
Yeah. Jalen had
Carter.
A great game. Yeah. Jalen Carter.
Dude, he played every snap.
Yeah, and he was an animal last night. He was an animal.
Two straight wins. No aggressiveness. Good Nick.
That's right. taking what's there.
We're leaving points on the field by kicking stuff.
He's
now.
Never going to kick a field goal again.
No. All right. So we will give you the Nick Sirianni post-game speech next, and your call is 215-592-9494. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Team has to keep their eyes on the next game and focus and block out the noise. But we do not. Not us. We're just fans. We're just idiots. So we're going to think about our week in New Orleans. You want me to start making dinner reservations for that week for us
guys?
Yes. Yeah.
Get some, what, jambalaya?
Is that I was going to say, yeah. What are we eating in
Creole,
New Orleans?
Creole, is that what it's
a lot
called?
Of crawfish and jambalaya.
Get some beignets. Have you had a beignet before?
I've never had a beignet.
Is that a bidet?
Before.
No, a bidet,
bidet
is different than a beignet.
That washes your butt.
Yeah.
Shut his hole!
Beignet is a little pastry. Right. You get a little some chicory coffee, and you get a beignet, sit outside. Very nice.
Oh,
very nice.
Oh,
a little powdered sugar on that thing.
Man.
Oh, yeah. The Twitter question is sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. Our football team is chasing a championship ring. It actually sounds, this one sounds like it makes sense now. Make her feel like a world champion every day with a ring from Mark's. Mark's-jewelers.com. What was your biggest takeaway from last night? Here are the four options. Defense is unreal. Saquon is unreal. Jalen struggled. In Sirianni masterclass.
The big dumb dip won again?
So what do you think the number one is? Defense is unreal. Saquon's unreal. Jalen struggled. Sirianni masterclass.
Defense is unreal.
Yes. Number one. With, do you want me to give you a percentage?
I would go 44.
48.
Wow.
You're right. Yeah. And next one?
Saquon.
Yep. Saquon's a 34%. Jalen struggled 15%. And not shocking, Sirianni masterclass down there at three.
The disrespect continues.
Complete disrespect. I see what is at the top of my board here. Now, we're going to get you the in a moment, the Nick Sirianni postgame speech, because Ike has not heard it yet. Actually, I haven't heard it yet either. So, but Chuck is calling. Chuck in Mount Airy. Hi, Chuck.
Hey, Spike.
Oh, hey, buddy.
Mike, how are you? Hey,
what,
listen.
What up, Chuck?
Hey, this quarterback stinks.
No. Nope.
I don't care. You guys can call.
No, nope. You got to apologize first. I'm sorry. He's got to ask back on the show. The first thing out of his mouth has got to be, I made a mistake. I would like to come back to the afternoon show. No takes until that. The guy walked away. I have great respect for Chuck as a person. Mm-hmm. Great respect. But I also respect this show and understand that people are killing each other to try to become an official afternoon show caller, Ike.
Yeah.
They're jumping. So if you just it's a little come to Jesus moment. Mm-hmm. That's all we need.
You got Chuck, you had it good, buddy.
He did.
You didn't realize how good you had it, Chuck.
Prime spot on the prime show.
I mean, Bryce doesn't hear you on the midday show.
No. He ain't listening at 10:30 in the morning, no offense.
So, you know, I'm just saying, you know, you had it good, man, and then you sort of bit the hand. I told you, you can't be doing that, man.
Look, and this isn't about me.
No, it's about the show.
It's about the show.
Yes.
It's about respect for the show.
Yeah.
I don't care if he yells at me, whatever. That's the way this thing goes. Mm-hmm. That's what we do. We yell at each other.
But you can't denounce you're leaving this show and then go on other shows. And
he disrespected
that,
our
that
show.
Slick with the mouth about the afternoon show. We heard, you know what I mean? So you can't come back without making amends, Chuck. You got to be a man. Step up, do the right thing.
I did like what he said to start the call. Thought he's on point.
That's why you put him up there.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you gotta clip that. That's all you needed from Chuck, really, is get that one quick sound clip.
Exactly right.
All right, let's hear Coach Sirianni address the team after the game.
Hey, proud of you guys, how you fought. Right, it wasn't pretty, but we just kept fighting. And that's the type of game we like in that dirt road that Joe P talks about. It's nasty, it's grimy, it's gritty, it's right where we wanna be. All right, guys. Enjoy this. You can enjoy this one a little longer. Ooh. You can enjoy this one a little longer.
What?
But as soon as Monday hits, it's right back to work.
There you go. Back to work. Right. Eyes back on the work, prize.
Baby. Head down.
Head down. 1% better every day.
I actually think Sirianni, I know the midday show did this, but I think we have core principles on this show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think he's a big check your ego at the door guy.
He is. He's an accountability guy. Even though he's got a big ego and he needs to be held accountable sometimes. He holds everybody else accountable.
That's right.
It's just, you know, it's group accountability.
The funny thing is, I believe he's the same guy he's always been. He's more tolerable to you guys, Fritz, and you others.
Yeah, excuse me.
Who are Sirianni haters. When they win, he's more tolerable. He's the same guy. He's the same guy. He's the same guy.
Well, I'm not a hater. I don't want to be in Jack's category.
No, that's why I put you in. Okay. That's why I said Fritz. Okay. I mean, that's why I said Fritz. He's
emerging out, but it's still in.
Yeah.
The 1 foot out of the hater club. Because I do like Nick.
Yes.
Just annoys me sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, I always point back to when he was on the show. We had some good moments with Nick when he was on the show, you know? He's actually more of an afternoon show caller than Chuck is. 215-592-9494. Nick in Collegeville, you're on WIP.
I want to tread lightly here, man. It's, you know, some interesting angles here today, football and non-football.
Well,
first of all,
let me
just say this about Chuck.
Yeah.
I love Chuck, just like all you guys love Chuck. I understand what you want from him. I'm not saying it's out of place. I will say, though, besides the one time when he said he was going to, cut your hand off or something, cut your fingers off. What did you say he was going to say?
Yeah, it was cut my
fingers.
Besides
that one statement,
yes.
I think that was the only – it's a big statement, and it's a personal statement, and it's a malicious statement.
Yeah.
But that's the only one he said.
Just to interrupt real quick, it's not about any of that. It's about the fact that he denounced the show.
Yeah,
he said he's not an afternoon show caller anymore.
Yeah.
He left us, you know.
The only thing I want to say is that lots of times when he brings up and be with you, you always end the call with, he's short and nobody cares or something. I don't think you should be taking personal shots.
No,
I know it's all fun and games.
Yeah.
But he never says, you're white or you have a spiked hair or whatever. You know?
No, well, I mean, personally, he texted my, and I, he, you know, I got personal texts from Chuck that were maybe a little more extreme. But all that said, all those things aside, I even pulled back on the short stuff. I pulled back on it. When we were in a good place. We were all in a good place.
Right.
But
then he denounced.
Yeah, and you know what? The reason he left is because I didn't get to his call quick enough.
Okay, then I'll just move on. I apologize. The defense
rests,
and he can find his new defense attorney.
Yes. Yeah.
So, listen, Ike knows. Now, the one thing, there's three games in the year where I say it's the Al Davis motto, which is, Ike, what's the Al Davis motto?
Just win, baby.
So, opening day, you just got to win because you came off the offseason, nobody practices, et cetera, et cetera. The Thursday night game after a Sunday game. I don't care who you're playing. Those bodies are beat up.
That's true. Yeah.
And so you just got to win that game, especially when you're playing the number one team in your division. You just want to win it. You don't care how. And I'm not going to dissect whether they played well or not. And then it's the Super Bowl. They're the only three games where it's like, I don't care what you look like. I just need you to walk out with the GW, Al Black Reed likes to say. Just get to George Washington. But they struggled in the first half, but the defense showed up the entire time. And the second half, the offense decided what to do something slightly different. Plus, we pounded them and wore them down a little bit longer, and they won the game. And that's all that matters now. Yep. In 10 days, we get back, we get in the lab, like LeBron, like lingerie likes to say, and then we dissect them a little bit more. Listen, I don't care what, you know, the Godfather says, Jalen Hurts' Godfather says. He struggled yesterday, and he's going to give 19 reasons why he struggled, but none of them are Jalen's fault. But whatever, I'm going to let that go. We do know he struggled, but the problem is, or the positive is, all the other moving parts, they did their job.
They did.
Yep.
They did.
And that's all that matters.
Yep. And truly, thank you for the call, Nick. Truly, in a lot of respects in these games, he really is just one of 53. And they have shown they can overcome if somebody doesn't happen to play well that day. And they did that yesterday. I'm actually blown away by how good the defense is. I just can't stop thinking about the fact that before the season, we were all in the same place, hoping they could be mid-pack. Right, that's what they're hoping they could be, and they're dominant. Yeah. Like, they are debatably the best defense in the entire NFL. You could make the case they're the best defense in the entire NFL. And every challenge they've been faced with, whether it is when New Orleans at the time was the best rushing attack and scoring tons of points, or playing at Cincinnati, or that game last night with the second best offense in the NFL, like they've passed just about every test except for the Tampa one. And that Tampa one, we're all at the point where we're just sort of throwing that out as an anomaly on both sides of the ball.
Yep.
So real quick about Jake Elliott. We touched on it in the first half. I mean, just so strange. We've gotten so used to him being as automatic as he was.
Yeah.
And it's one thing to miss a field goal, but then when you, after you miss the second one and you miss an extra point, like, that's when you start worrying about the yips, which have, you know, we talk about in baseball. Unfortunately, in Philly, we've had it in basketball as well. But you just wonder sometimes with kickers, when it just goes, it's so hard to get it back. So I'm praying.
Yeah, he'll be all right, man.
You think so?
Yeah, he'll be all right. There's no injury there. It's about mechanics. Whatever, he'll figure out what he's not doing mechanically correctly. Because golfers are, kickers are like golfers, right? Like, yep. You know, the swing can be off a little bit, and sometimes you don't realize what you're doing wrong.
One little thing can throw everything else off.
You got to go back, look at it on video. Are you keeping your head down? Are you keeping your shoulders over the ball? Are you swinging all the way through? Are your hips coming all the way through? And that kicking leg is like a golf club to these kickers. So everything has to be sort of mechanically and technically sound when kicking field goals. And when he's pulling the ball, yanking it like he was, you know it has to be either he's coming through too quick, right? Or is the ball being left out where the laces are getting going to the outside? Most of those kicks missed to the left, right?
They did.
Yeah. So that almost lets you – makes you believe he's over kicking the ball.
Yeah, that there's something specific that he did on all three kicks.
Little wind was blowing last night. A little bit. I mean, it wasn't a gust of wind out there. But
it's never affected him, though. I mean, in the past, at least.
I don't care about any of that stuff. I'm just telling you that all that stuff is there, and kickers can get it back.
Jack, what are you feeling on Jake Elliott?
I'm blaming that on Sirianni.
Oh, God.
He put him on ice for too long this year, and now we're expecting him to go out there and kick? You know, it's hard to do that.
Well, I tell you what, he's getting paid a lot of money to do that. So, yeah, I suggest he do it.
He'll be fine.
You think so?
Yeah, my work.
Yeah, I think Jake will be all right.
I'm hopeful.
Let me guess, you're worried?
Yeah.
Yeah, always.
You know what it is? It's
every day, man.
It's the curse of Markelle Fultz. Is the oh, he'll figure out the shot. And then it's just like week after week after week and month after month. And here we are 5 years later. He still shoots like I've never seen anybody shoot before.
Markelle on his best day was never Jake Elliott.
But that, absolutely for sure. 100%.
Yes. I just kicked in the Super Bowl and kicked in big games.
Yep.
And yeah, now he'll be okay.
I
actually liked what I heard from him last night. when he did the post-game interviews. He didn't seem mopey to me.
Not shaken.
He obviously felt like he let his teammates down, but also like what I like, he kept his head up. Kickers, you just don't know sometimes. And this is really the first time he's had any true adversity here, where he was sort of put under the spotlight, and thankfully they didn't lose the game. Mm-hmm. They won the game, so it makes it a lot easier to sort of bounce back. He has a couple of extra days to get things fixed. Yeah, I'm not worried about Jake Elliott.
By the way, Iguodala got the yips at the free throw line, never mm-hmm. fixed. And then I think more of it is in baseball, those guys are gone forever. I mean, I can't think of a guy that had it in baseball and corrected it, right? I mean, most times in baseball, it never goes away, whatever's going on there.
Yeah,
it's not, yeah, I don't think he has the yips.
You don't think he's got the yips?
I don't think he has the yips. I just think he missed two field goals.
Just missed two. And an extra point.
And an extra point, yeah. Yep. Don't forget that.
Tatum and Blackwood, you're on WIP. What's up, Tatum?
Victory!
Ooh. All right. Not bad. Not bad.
I was going to keep it going, but I thought y'all might hang up on me.
No.
Well done, buddy. Well done.
Hey, Spike, and hey, first time, man. How y'all doing?
What's up, Tatum?
All right. Yeah, Jalen Hurts. Now, can you see he doesn't do checkdowns?
Sure he does.
You know, to me, he'll stare the wide receivers. You know, always going to his right. You know, it's rare that I've seen throw to the other wide receiver on the left side, or go to the checkdowns. You know, after a couple times, like you say, he runs out of the pocket too soon. If he just stays in there and look at, the running back coming out the back, you know, a lot of times he's open, or the tight end.
Where he literally hit Saquon for like a 50-yard pass on a checkdown.
He did.
I've seen that one. You're right.
You know, to me, it's less about the checkdowns, Tatum, and it's more about the early stuff. It's less about him.
The first read.
Yeah, it's less about him going through all of the progressions and winding up one.
Or the first read. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah. So
yeah, the first read. I'm with you.
Yeah.
And I'm like you, Spike. That defense is playing lights out, man.
Oh, it's like all of us. It's a dream having a great defense again, dominant defense when we didn't expect it.
It's been a while.
And my hope is this: whatever Vic Fangio does to piss everyone off, I hope that everyone here deals with it for a few years, because
right.
I know he wears out his welcome, but I would like that welcome. Give me 3 years. Give me 3 years.
Yeah. I think that's all
right.
He has.
Yeah, that's right. Give me 3 years. And by the way, go ahead, Tatum.
Oh, I was going to say, and everybody need to leave my coach alone, man.
Oh, your coach.
The big dumb dip won again?
Nick said, right. He all he does is win football games.
That's all he did.
All he does.
He might be a big dumb dip ass, but he's our big dumb dip ass, right?
Nah, I won't even call him that.
For sure.
He has fun. He has fun. He has fun with the team.
Yes, sir.
And he gets the plays out, to the coaches. We do this. We did through the week. And then he comes to do his thing on game day.
I love it.
Yeah.
He's our coach.
I even love the fact he's toned it down on the sideline, too, a little bit.
He has.
True. Yeah, he's toned it down.
Well, you see him holding it in, too. You see him, because last night it was the classic Sirianni winter hat, real low, right above his eyes, stewing. I mean, you could tell he wants to flip out, but he doesn't want it to be a story.
Yeah.
All right, Tatum.
All right, dang, guys.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, it was funny talking to Mike Lombardi yesterday, who literally is still mad about the 1 3-second image of Nick Sirianni from 3 years ago shaking his head. And another coach thing, a Fangio thing. So Fangio, is not on the sideline. He's up in the booth or whatever. That camera they have on Fangio is unfair to Fangio.
Why was it?
It's just so close on his face and from a weird angle. They just do him dirty. Yeah. I've seen Fangio on the podium. Fangio's a fine-looking guy.
Yeah.
But you get that angle on anybody, man. He's not going to look great.
Doesn't look good.
Yeah. He's just doing him dirty. Come on. That's our defensive coordinator right there. Say what, guy? You're on WIP. What's up, Dave?
Say what?
There he is.
What's up, fellas? What's up?
Hey, Spike, man, tell your dad, man, when I'm calling him at the game, man, he usually answers me, man. He's getting too old, man. Tell him that he, as soon as I say Howard, he knows who I am, man. But anyway, look, what? I'm back on board, man.
Yeah, oh, there you go.
8-2, welcome back.
Yeah. convinced you?
Listen, the game was good. Hey, the fans, I mean, it was a little dead to the fourth quarter, but the thing is, they came back. I knew Saquon was going to have a good game. I could tell when he was out there working out before the game. Yeah, he was. I said, he's going to have a good game, me and my buddy. And he ended up having a
good game. Hit the breaking news sounder. Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Saquon's going to do well?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a beast, man.
He
that
is.
Boy's a beast.
What do you have, 26 touches last night? Yeah.
What's up, Zay? What's up, Dave?
Hey, Ike, I usually stop there to see you, man. You know when I go to every game, I stop to see you, man, at the, what's the name there?
Yep.
The Pepsi Plaza. Pre-game
show, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, man, it took me, like, almost an hour and a half to park. And then we didn't leave. We left out. I didn't get home to almost 2 o'clock yesterday. 2 o'clock in the morning. But it was all worth it, man.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Leaving the Eagles game is not. You
at the end,
have patience.
Yeah,
especially in a close game like that where most people stayed.
A night game.
Yeah.
You got to be paying me something extra to stay to the end of a night game and sit in that traffic, man.
Hey, listen, I got to share one more thing with. Remember, I tell you about the little kids at 65. Hey, Ike, hey, Spike. Some kids haven't lost a game
they
in 2 years,
lost.
Man. Y'all got to come see them.
Well, I watched the. Where do they play? Where is it?
9-0.
Where are they?
They're Gloucester Township Stallions, man.
And when do they play? Do they play on the weekend or they play on the weekday? When do they play?
On Saturdays.
All right. I'm going to get your phone number from Ava, and I'm going to get their schedule
there
and see if
go.
I can make
I
it out to a game.
Man.
There you go right there, Dave.
Then they go into the championship. They haven't lost a game, man, in 2 years.
You got me. I just said I'm going to try and come see them.
I mean, what level of competition are they playing, though?
Yeah.
they play everybody. They played Pensauken last week. Pensauken was 7-0. He beat Pensauken.
Well, I'm saying if everybody's undefeated, what townships are they playing? Who else are they playing?
No, they playing all the good townships. Medford, all them guys.
Medford.
Yeah.
Come on,
man.
Just softies in Medford. You kidding me? Board on third base, Medford.
Board on third base.
No, listen, these guys are little. You got to see them. They like militants, man.
Oh, wow.
Would you relax, Dave?
My grandson is number 4.
You might have used that one wrong.
He's on YouTube. Carter Jenkins.
Okay.
His name is Carter. Go to YouTube and see this cat, man.
All right.
Serious, man.
All right, Dave.
You know?
All right, brother.
Thanks, guys.
All right, see you, man. So, you know, we're...
Dude, I love the South Jersey peewee football talk.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Dude, I'm going to go watch.
Yeah.
I'm going to go
over
watch.
There in South
well,
Jersey.
I mean, I was listening to the pregame show last night, and Vinny Curry's son's the best 7-year-old in the country.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A quarterback.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, good for him. Good for him.
Yep.
So,
good size for a 7-year-old.
215-592-9494.
Going to walk one day.
Nah,
he's going to be a pulling offensive lineman if
is
I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
A pulling.
Yeah, guard.
Hopefully he's got your size, not Jill's.
Well, I think early on, seems like he's got more Jill's genes on the height issue.
Maybe he's got to be the kicker.
Again, I don't know.
Yeah.
He might be a lefty, and he might be a little guy.
Okay.
I don't know.
He might be a catcher.
Yeah.
But Eli's a lefty.
Yeah, he can't be a lefty catcher.
That's right.
Yeah, so we're scrambling.
Yeah. So Elliot said before the game yesterday that last night's game, we all sat there. He was like, it is on Jalen. Jalen has to be a star tonight.
He's almost crying when he
said
it.
That's what he said. He got mad when I questioned him. Now, they won, but Jalen was not a star last night.
That turned into a spirited conversation.
Yeah.
It did.
He got me again.
Blew off the text line.
Friggin' guy got me again. I didn't even blow it off. I forgot about it. I was so enraged in what he was saying.
It was, as the kids say, nasty work.
It was. Maybe he knew there was something wrong with the text line. So, Elliot Carl Banks Shore Parks will join us now, along with your calls on the rest of the show. This is the WIP Afternoon Show at Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy.
Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.